Live from State Street in the heart of Chicago, you are listening to the new home of the Chicago Bears, ESPN Chicago. And this is Waddle and Sylvie, WMVP, WSHE, HD2, Chicago, a Good Karma Brands radio station.
Normally you're in the home stretch.
Normally I got 25 minutes left and I'm going home. Trying to stay awake on the Dan Ryan and the Bishop Ford before I get back to the Hacienda.
Why'd you come so early today?
I had a massage this morning.
That's what she said.
Don't blow your wad now.
Well, I mean, that's I don't think we can say that.
Yes, we can. Back in the day, the Gentlemen's Club used to say steakhouse on it.
Oh, yeah.
The receipts used to say steakhouse.
Seriously?
Sure, yeah. They're not dumb.
Oh, that's
how
funny.
They get you to come.
That's not the only way.
Businessman special. Yeah.
Oh, jeez. We had some phrasing issues earlier.
Oh, boy. Peggy and me both.
Loose cannons, you two.
Not on purpose.
You two kids.
Not with intention. Not with intention, good
kid. Well, for you at least. Peggy, I'm not sure. She seemed very intentional.
She had two of them right in a row there. Did you watch Curb yet?
I haven't had a chance yet. Been busy with the kids.
I'm afraid to.
His last episode, I keep telling Meller, was perfect for him.
I think I can get it tonight. So
I thought he wrote it. It's just, it's so him. It's so right up Meller's alley. All right, let me reset. The good kid is here. It's spring training. Don't fade on me now. You got 28 minutes.
I'm not fading at all.
All right, you paused there.
I'm not fading.
I thought I had lost you.
I looked at you like, okay, what direction are you taking us here in this final half hour?
You do get a little antsy when we go into the gutter a little bit.
I get antsy when we go in the gutter?
A little bit.
Well, I worry about you guys. Me, I can handle it. Trust me. I could be on the edge of the precipice and not even worry about it. I can run like the NASCAR cars running. They got the groove. See, it's black all the way around the racetrack. That's where the cars are running. I operate in the gray.
You think we're going to flip, though?
I'm like Dale Earnhardt Sr. I can operate in the gray and run quite effectively there. I don't know how good you guys can run in the gray. I just want to make sure you kids don't, you don't hamper yourself.
We're going to flip the car.
I've had paid vacations here in the past. For an extended period of time.
Sure. Right. Yeah. I had one paid vacation. Carmen just told the story, I think.
Oh, I remember. Yeah. I heard it.
All right, so the big...
There's a certain Oklahoman that didn't do the job
Chris, right. Yeah. But we were the hosts, and we were in charge of that stuff, too.
I remember. Everybody's in charge
of it. Yes. All right, so anyway, the Danielle Hunter news that has happened here in the last half hour.
It's rocked us here.
It has rocked us.
At ESPN Radio 1000, home of the Chicago Bears.
And he is not a member of the Chicago Bears. Danielle Hunter from the Vikings, who we've had our eye on. That was my number one on my shopping list since free agency started.
I've been eyeballing him. That's what I've been doing.
Yes.
I've wanted Danielle Hunter here for a long time.
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely.
It was Hunter and Wilkins were 1-2. I favored Hunter coming off the edge with Montez Sweat. You've convinced me that Dexter was going to be the guy that they've really groomed.
Well, I think Dexter can play. I think he's going to improve. What I'm telling you is I saw signs of improvement last year.
Sure.
Now with the full offseason with the Bears, with the expectations, with analyzing film, with getting back at him, he'll be better in year two than he was in year one. I see that happening. I see a stronger kid. I see a smarter kid. I see a kid that's more in tune to what the NFL game is all about.
So anyway,
that's what I see.
Yeah, so Hunter signed with the Texans or has agreed to a deal with the Texans. The surprising part of this was it's a 2-year deal. It is mostly all guaranteed. He's going to get $48 million guaranteed. He could get a possible $51 million. It is a lot of money. It's $25 million. But again, for a guy who has had a lot of sacks here, and I told you that... He's coming off of a 16.5 sack season.
Yes, he has.
The year before that, he had 10.5 sacks. 2021, he was injured. He had 6 sacks in 7 games. But in 19 and 18, he had 14.5 and 14.5.
It's a guy that can get after.
So for 4 out of the last 5 years, he had double-digit sacks. A guy who gets that is going to get $25 million per year. And to only get the 2-year commitment, I don't think $25 million for a 2-year commitment is It's too rich. I really don't. So I thought the Bears with the cap room could afford it. They chose not to, or at least he picked the Texans if they did offer him that money. So he's with the Houston Texans. Here are who the Bears have agreed to so far in free agency. The latest agreement was with Gerald Everett. He is the tight end who has played with the Chargers, the Rams, and the Seahawks. He came in the league with the Rams. 2017, Shane Waldron was his position coach as a tight ends coach when he was a rookie and when Waldron was the tight ends coach. Waldron spent a few years with him there as he moved to the passing game coordinator. And then when Everett went to Seattle for his 1 year, Waldron was the offensive coordinator there. So the Bears run a lot of two tight end sets. Now that's what Shane Waldron seems to favor. So he's going to add some tight end depth with Cole Kmet. So they're getting a guy who can get 40 to 50 catches a year.
So all of that was done would be great if you signed the marquee. You know, you signed the diamond.
Yes.
There's a diamond. You're giving me the other stones.
Right. So they got Everett today.
DeAndre. Tanzanite. You give me tanzanite. You're giving me a ruby. You're giving me some stuff, right?
Yeah.
Where's my diamond?
Right. There's no game changers. DeAndre Swift. Like Yurko said, they had a good running back room. So they've added to that in DeAndre Swift yesterday. Kevin Byard, he replaces Eddie Jackson.
At half the price. Fine.
Yes.
I got no issues
with that.
That's
a good deal.
Good signing. Good solid signing.
And then you traded for Ryan Bates. You gave up a fifth round pick.
And you didn't pay 13. Listen, you didn't pay 13 for Saquon. You only paid 8 for your guy. $5 million this year on the cap. About $8.5 next year on the cap for Swift. Okay. I understand it. Fine. You didn't spend 13. You spent less than that. Go. You know, I'm okay with a lot of it. Now, where's my creme de la creme?
Not a lot of game changers.
Put it on there. Give me my cherry on my sundae. Give me the thing that's going to make this free agency special. Nothing.
Well, you got a couple of, like, just cherries on a sundae, but you didn't really make a sundae with any of these things.
Yeah. Simone Biles' husband doesn't do it for you.
Jonathan Owens, I forgot because I wrote the list. So Jonathan Owens is the latest. He is a defensive back who plays safety, could be a nickelback. He had over 80 tackles with the Packers. And as Meller said, he's best known for being Simone Biles' husband. She has been tweeting. Of course, she is one of the most decorated Olympic athletes in the history of Team USA, is a gymnast. And she is United Bears Twitter, as everyone's been saying. What has she been tweeting?
So she fired off a thank you to Green Bay for embracing her husband, then followed that up with, in all caps, Chicago, here he comes.
That's a good theme for today's show, as we just came out with.
No doubt about it. She followed that up with, I'm so excited about not having a connecting flight to go and see my husband. Ha, ha, ha.
Well, Chicago is a hub.
She also followed that up.
We are a hub.
Yeah, there were no direct flights from wherever she was coming from to Green Bay.
No, you always had to stop at Chicago. Or Minnesota.
She also said, I also just love the city of Chicago, along with pizza and hot dogs. F yeah. And then finally, so incredibly proud of my husband. The grind never stops. This is just the beginning.
John Greenberg has sent me a text and Waddle as well saying, Simone Biles has no idea how many pictures she's going to have to take with the Silverman family. And this is true.
Yeah, obviously.
In the northern suburbs, if she's walking around at any place,
but your
get
kids
ready.
Will hold up Simone Biles.
That could happen, yes.
She
especially
maybe,
with Braxton.
Yeah.
Or
maybe,
if you call him Bronco.
That's it, Buck and Bronco.
Maybe there'll be a chance meeting at Soldier Field, Sylvie, while you're handling the pregame duties. Maybe you cross paths with Simone Biles.
Sure.
Bring the kids to one game.
We could see the Beast and Simone Biles.
You guys flip out for each other.
That's a good pun right
that's
there.
That's right.
Gymnastics pun.
That is.
Let's go to Q on the south side. What's up, Q?
What's going on, guys?
Everything's good.
They Ryan Poles, I'm sorry, they is making it real hard to stay a Bears fan, I swear. Because this is, it's just like, it just is getting ridiculous. You know what was the problem last year. You needed pass rusher. And it's like they so abysmal of looking at the oppositions of what you need. You had guys sitting on a board Why are you so afraid to spend money? That was the point of y'all letting those players go for the last 2 to 3 years while Justin Fields was getting his ass beat from the start. And y'all going to free agency, not picking up players. Y'all picking up players that who we don't need right now. We need pass rusher right now. Why you think was able to pass like he did in Cleveland? Because you had no other pass rushers. And it's like it's so hard to stay a Bears fan because it's like they so entwined of listening to themselves. I'm really afraid about them going into the draft. I really am. Because now, instead of you getting a pass rusher, you know, in a free agency, now they're going to do the stupid thing of trading down from the ninth pick instead of going up to get a dominant receiver when you have pass rushers in the free agency who you can get. Now, they still got Armstead out there, but who else that you going to get on the side of Montez Sweat? It's so ridiculous. Like, Brian Poles is really – his decision is just really starting to piss me off.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
Not happy.
Q isn't happy. Now,
they're
bringing in DJ Woonam from the Vikings, who had 8 sacks this year, and he's younger. So, again, maybe they go there. We got to see what the Chargers do with a couple of their guys. Could Bosa become available? I don't know if that would be out of their price range as well. They could trade down, and they could draft a pass rusher. You know, that's something they could end up doing and get a young pass rusher to pair with Montez Sweat that way. Aaron in Batavia, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Aaron?
I have to agree with Q, man. You know, not enough of this blame is being put on Ryan Poles. And every day on the radio, you know, you guys are praising these signings he's doing. No offense, Byard has been the only good signing out of this. You paid $24 million for a running back who's had one good season in the NFL. You've made no attempt to get any defensive players, and it's frustrating because, again, here we are with an inexperienced GM, just as always, and it's like we're not fishing. As Yurko keeps saying, you got your fishing pole out there.
Yeah.
He's not fishing. He's sitting back. Whatever he's saving his money for, it doesn't roll over into next season. I think a lot of the issue is, why would a free agent want to sign here when you can't even make up your mind and tell the world what you're going to do at the quarterback position? Who would want to sign here for that? At the end of today, you're not better than Green Bay, you're not better than Detroit, and you're not better than Minnesota in your own division. This bargain basement shopping at free agent has to stop.
Aaron, thank you.
Well,
appreciate it.
Breaking news on Chicago's Home for Sports, ESPN 1000.
This Bears related? Supposed to.
We've got a trade in the NFL.
Is it a Bears trade?
It's not a Bears trade.
It's still breaking news.
Damn you.
Go. Hey, breaking news brought to you by Advantage Dealer Group.
The Steelers are sending Diontae Johnson to the Carolina Panthers.
Boy, what are the Panthers
for? For?
No return quite yet.
They probably paid a premium.
All right. Secondly, we've got to go over what the Bears are doing on a piece by piece basis while it's happening. So I think we identified everything that the Bears have done fairly. You got a safety back in here for half the price of what you're paying Eddie Jackson.
Right.
Pro Bowler. Okay, fine. That's what we have.
Been an all pro
twice. We know
what
it is. We've been sitting here analyzing all these moves, saying, what's the pasty de resistance? That's French.
Is that what we've been saying?
Yeah. What's the big piece coming to town? It hasn't happened yet. When Danielle Hunter went someplace else, I don't know about you. I don't know about you. I don't know about me. I was sad. When Danielle Hunter went, my mood went down.
Me too.
I crashed.
I've been hoping.
I was like Icarus. I flew close to the sun and I crashed into the ocean. Okay? I don't know who's giving who a break. I just found out today in the 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock hour that Danielle Hunter's not coming to Chicago.
It was an emotional reaction.
Not happy.
Here's someone tweets this.
I'm not happy.
Here's someone defending polls. He says, keep in mind, he has completely flipped this roster in 2 years, and the Bears are close to the playoff contention while being smart about the cap.
He did a great job stripping it down.
He says, the toughest time is when you get close. Yeah. That's when you get anxious and want it all to happen now.
Yeah.
It'll be okay. Waiting. Should be a playoff team this year.
Waiting.
All right, your coach waiting.
Watching the clock. It's 4 o'clock. It's I don't want to stop. Jeez, don't tell me to wait. Don't tell me to be patient. I'm tired of it.
You want the full details on that trade, by the way?
Yeah, Deontay
Johnson and pick 240, which is, I believe is a seventh rounder.
Yeah, it's back there.
For Dante Jackson, a cornerback, and pick 178, which is a sixth rounder, maybe a fifth rounder.
Wait a minute, Dante Jackson or Deontay Johnson?
Deontay Johnson and pick 240 are going to the Panthers. And Dante Jackson and pick 178 are going to the Steelers.
It's really
going to
confuse your code now.
Now it is, yeah. I mean, two Deontays? I'm like, what the hell?
No,
just
Dante
happened?
And Deontay.
Dante and Dante.
No, Deontay and Dante.
Dante's Inferno. I love the book.
He's got no chance.
Fantastic.
All right, we're going to crosstalk with the Black and Cap. This is going to be good. Cap, I've got something for you. They had a tribute that you would have loved to be a part of. This I saw in the WGN Morning News, and we're going to play this for you coming out of the timeout next.
Coming out of the break.
All right, so Cap in Black will crosstalk with us. It's brought to you by Steinhoffels, and it's next.
ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports. You're listening to Waddle and Sylvie. Watch us and join the chat. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago on twitch.tv or the Twitch app.
A special event was held in Japan this week. Check it out. You're looking at the Baldness Appreciation Gathering.
Oh, finally.
The group that organized it says its purpose is to light up the world with their bald heads.
Mm.
Group has a number of competitions like guessing the person by looking at their head.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah, and also fun. Tossing sticky sheets at them.
Ooh.
Or how about this, the highlight, the suction cup tug of war.
Oh, wow.
Let me see if we have... Oh, look at that. Boy, not as dramatic as I thought.
No.
Now, if they were pulling like a semi-truck or something.
Yeah.
Well, the crowd loved it, though.
Wow. Did they know? Does every bald man get on blast with that?
We've been watching YouTube videos.
That's what Cap, I wonder if we would line you and Jesse up, would our crowd and our fans be able to tell which one was which?
I have a way better bald head than Jesse.
You think so? You have a better looking bald head. We should do that. Judge your head.
That's it. I'm with you on that, Sylvie. I also think, did they say that they throw stuff at the...
Yeah.
Have you guys ever seen online...
The sticky sheets.
Have you ever
sticky
seen
sheets.
People online that throw that the...
I don't know.
The Kraft single at the dog and the Kraft single or a baby and it smacks
it hits the baby in the face.
We should throw Kraft singles at your bald head.
Should be the contest.
Yeah, right. Like, shouldn't we throw them and see if we could stick
who
the...
Who can stick the,
yeah, the Kraft
piece
single.
We will have to be freshly shaved, though.
Yes, please.
Oh, I would anticipate
please.
This. Yes.
Please do. But I think that would be fun. You and Jesse...
You'll get a Velcro effect.
Correct. You and Jesse stand there and we'll toss cheese at your head.
We have a bald staff. We should get Keith Williams,
well,
to our market manager.
Who doesn't?
He when he shaves his bald head, he's, you know, you line
you
up him.
It. You missed his.
Who did?
I'm with you, Yurk. I've got you.
You got Keith, me. Who else?
Jesse.
You guys could line up and we'll throw cheese.
Yeah, anybody into marketing? I don't know anybody else. I'm trying to think.
I think that's it.
Don't worry. One day I'll be joining your club. It's going.
You're holding on to some scraps.
You will not be completely
bald. You have some
bald.
Scraps.
No. I am holding on to what I got. It doesn't make a difference.
One of my kids is this close.
Is
really?
Alex.
He's how old?
He's 32.
32. My older boy,
that's
Nico's
tough.
Probably going to go bald. But he already cuts it short, so it doesn't make a difference. But he's got a nice shaped head, you know? You got to have a good shaped head to pull off the bald thing.
Is Alex going to hold on to it?
His wife keeps saying to him, just take it off.
It.
Just shave it. But he's like, nope, I'm
she
keeping it.
She should do it. She should get him drunk one night and just shave his head.
I kept it as long as I could. And
right.
I came home one night, and Mindy went to bed at like 9. I was on the radio till 11 down the dial.
Mm-hmm.
And I walked in, and she's sitting at the kitchen table. And I said, what are you doing up? She goes, I've stayed up. We have to have a serious talk. And I'm like, oh, God, divorced again? And she's like, no, no, no divorce. I love you. What are you trying to grow? Grass up there? Your hair is horrible. I watched you on TV tonight. You look like you're 70 years old. It's horrible. And she'd gone to Walgreens and bought a clippers and buzzed all my hair off
the Wallies
that night.
Yeah.
And forever, you've gone completely.
So she got it as close as she could, and I was, like, so mad at her. And then Judd Surratt saw me, goes, dude, just take it down to the wood. What are you doing? And I said, never. I'll never do that within a week.
Never.
I've taken the blade.
Never.
And now it's the greatest. I'll never go
MJ.
Back.
Like, MJ made that, like, cool. Fashionable.
Yeah.
Right?
I got offered a lot of money to get my hair back.
I remember that. I was working your show then.
Remember that?
When you were offered that.
You could be the next Restore guy.
You could be on the billboards next to Urlacher.
Urlacher and his people there reached out.
Restore, hashtag take that.
Take that.
Take that.
With me pointing at my head. Take that.
You look better as a bald man. No offense to
and
younger
I used to
Cap.
Have hair to my shoulders.
But like when clips go around
when you
online.
Were 20.
When the clips go around.
I was probably late 20s.
Late 20s?
Yeah.
Wow.
I had long hair. It was almost
when
like
you were coaching at Northern, was this?
I had it slicked back and then long. Like,
we need to see this.
Yeah.
It was not you got to get a picture, yes.
I will.
Come on.
Tweet that out.
Slick back as an assistant coach?
Yeah, like Pat Riley.
He was Riles.
I was Riles.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I was Riles making $4,200 a year while he was making $42 million. Yeah.
Well, at least you're coaching.
That's it.
UIC's gig's open. Is Hood pushing you for that?
What do you think?
He is.
UIC's open, huh?
Yeah, UIC's open.
DePaul.
Is Porter Moser coming back?
No,
I think that was wrong.
He issued a tweet last night and said, not happening.
Porter's not coming.
He said it was false, but he didn't say I am not leaving Oklahoma.
That's true.
Yeah, that's the power play you always make to get more money out of Oklahoma.
Yeah. Said how much he loved Oklahoma.
Yeah,
I'm eating dinner with my team, hearing these rumors. Isn't that what he said?
I was shocked by how much the coach was getting at UIC.
How much was he getting?
What is his name? Yaklich?
Yaklich.
Luke Yaklich.
What was he getting? I think he was getting 420. 420,000.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's a head coaching job in the city of Chicago.
It's a big
maybe
city.
In the city of Chicago, right? Like, for a Valley job, that's a pretty good deal.
That is. It's a really good deal.
What do you think? They're making 110 like when you were in college? I mean, come on now. It's not Rick Samuels.
That was the hair in college at the start of it when I started letting
that
it.
I know. Yeah, I've seen that
photo.
Show the camera.
I've seen
show
that. The camera. Yeah.
They want to see that.
There it is.
There you go.
Picture from your ute.
My ute.
Yurk, did you enjoy the afternoon?
I mean, listen, we had a lot of fodder.
I liked
there's a lot
universe
of stuff out there.
Yurk goes universe.
Oh, that was
as quick as I
really
possibly could make it. You know, then we went to an Ohio versus Florida impromptu.
Yes.
I don't think I did it correctly, which I don't care.
I don't think you ever guessed.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
Did we ever do it?
No, Yurko gave us the story about the two ladies dragging the corpse.
No, I read the story about the Target.
He read the story about the Target.
Oh, but I knew which one that was.
I know, but it was just for Yurko.
Yeah, it was for me. And I said Florida now. I guess
Florida.
Columbus, Ohio.
I'm upset about it now. Yeah. I'm gonna find a way to survive. I'm gonna make it through. I like doing it, and I wanted some. Would you rather?
Yeah, I know.
But some story broke. Something happened. Advantage Dealer Group, by the way, all your breaking stories there.
Yes.
ESPN 1000.
Daniil Hunter, Texans.
Yeah, not good.
And then we had Jonathan Owens and Simone Biles will be in the neighborhood.
Simone Biles' husband will now be.
Yes. Yeah.
Maybe they'll move up by us.
I just don't get it. Yeah, I get some small pieces that are taking place. Some depth moves.
Yeah.
But nothing that wows anybody.
So let me ask you a question.
Nothing.
It wouldn't concern you. You'd had to go a lot more than the Texans did because he's from Texas and there's no state tax down there. So you're going to be 26-27% of your cap on two edge guys. Is that not a problem?
San Diego's got $75-76 million on their two edge guys.
Yeah, but you're probably going to release one or both.
But you'd be at 50. You wouldn't be at 76.
So what if
you'd be at 50?
What if you could get Joey Bosa?
What if you can get Joey Bosa? For what?
I don't know. If he gets released by San Diego or
you're
going
to have to give him a multi-year deal. And if you're not willing to give it to Danielle Hunter, why would you give it to Joey Bosa?
Maybe you can get him cheaper. I don't know.
You don't think Joey Bosa is going to have a market?
He'll have some kind of a market.
Oh, he'll
certainly
have a market. Okay.
Josh Sweat from the Eagles probably getting released.
Well, what if the Chargers release Khalil Mack? Do you want Mack coming back?
What do you have, 17 sacks this year?
Because
the Chargers have to make a decision by Friday on both of them, right? Correct. Don't both Bosa and Mack have roster bonuses on Friday?
You're correct. Yeah, how old is he now? How old
one's
is Mack?
One's 8, one's 5.5, I think.
Yeah. I'm guessing Mack's got to be, what, 32, 33?
I'm looking for Bosa right now.
Bosa's 28, turns 29 in July.
29 right in July, so it'll be
33 for Mack.
Yeah, 33, injury prone, already got rid of him once.
Maybe
like you get him on a team-friendly deal, but I don't think he's going to want that.
What about Joey Bosa?
Yeah,
Bosa has played 14 games in the last 2 years.
Another injury-prone guy.
So maybe you get him cheaper for that very reason.
Well, I'd want a guy that was going to be able to play.
True. Why don't you make a comeback?
I'm not happy.
They need an interior
I wouldn't even be able to play one play.
You could do one play.
No, one play, get murdered. Then have to scrape myself off the field. Are you kidding me?
I asked Olin about playing against him.
Murdered.
He said, Yurko was the most flexible defensive lineman I've ever gone against.
Slithery.
He said that guy would bend in certain directions and be like, how did he do that?
How did he get out of it is the most important thing, which I get out of whatever I was in.
Pliability before that was a thing.
Yeah, it looked like I was getting my ass kicked, and then boom, I popped out of it.
Unbelievable.
He made the play on Robert Chauncey in the goal line 1998 opening day.
Robert Chauncey.
Remember him?
Yes.
Robert Chauncey.
He was a Wani special.
I was going up against Valerio, and I made the play.
Chris Valerio.
They had to kick the field goal. We took it in for a touchdown. Opening day victory 28-27.
All right, kid. That was great.
All right, good stuff. I'm getting the hell out of here. All right. Good to see you guys. Hey, good luck in the show. All right, boys.
All right, I'll see you tomorrow.
This is going to be a fun listen.
Tomorrow.
I'll be here tomorrow.
It's a black with a cap coming up next.
You guys can take me home, all right?
Thanks to Will Bond, who joined us. Thank you to Meller
He's
and
out of his
Tyler.
Mind, by the way.
For Yurk, I'm Sylvie. It's
Will Bond?
Will Bond.
You had him last week. You were telling me how much you love him.
I do, but he was nuts today.
That was mine today.
For Yurko, I'm Sylvie. It's ESPN 1000. Have yourself a great Tuesday night.